Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures here today. And, how'd things finish up Friday, and what are you looking for when things get going here this morning?
Well, Dave, Friday, the cattle complex traded mixed, made new highs for the week, and closed on the mixed side. There was some late 159 cash cattle trade being reported, at least in Kansas, on Friday. And we saw last week that choice box beef price was up $7.27 for the week. Now, choice box beef was up 55 cents on Friday. Select box is up 67 at a total movement of 123 loads. Cattle kill was 102,000 head. The weekly kill, 523,000. The cash feeder index was down 55 cents. And we also saw the lean hogs trade mixed and close positive back on Friday. This morning, it's hard to outguess what the opening would be at the moment. Conservatively, you would say a mixed opening. April live cattle Friday, $1.90 higher at 151.70. March up $1.60. And April lean hogs up 32 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment. It's a bull sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch near Chattanooga. It's on Saturday, March 14th at 1 o'clock. And at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 6. The sale includes 100 limousine and limb flex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, and 35 spring yearlings. For more information or for a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006. Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures here today. And coming off a really nice day on Friday, the corn, soybean higher, Chicago wheat, Kansas City wheat, both with really nice days on Friday.
That's right, Dave. Our wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive. We saw for the week the May corn was unchanged, but May KC wheat gained a penny. May soybeans gained 30 cents last week. Now, that trucker strike in Brazil continues, but there are much, much fewer blockades, and there are more trucks making it to the ports now. The ports have not ran out of soybeans. They're still loading ships, so this strike is becoming less and less important. The soybean harvest in Brazil is now being estimated at 28% complete. The five-year average is 32%, and trading overnight has been on the mixed side. Here at 717, our May Kansas City wheat is 5 cents higher. May 2 cents. The May soybeans are 2.5 cents higher. We're looking at the May cotton 27 lower. April crude oil is 78 cents. We're looking at the March S&P unchanged, the March dollar index down 12 cents, and March Dow Jones futures 23 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that will wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.